This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I'm Vince Quinn here with you, and the NFL's on fire. I mean, it is completely ridiculous what is happening in the NFL right now. So to go through at least some of it, we'll try to get as much as we can, is an NFL writer for CBS Sports, Jordan Dejani. Jordan, welcome.
Hey, Vince. Thanks so much for having me on tonight.
Well, yeah, so let's start in Denver, right? Because Denver, they don't have a quarterback, Jordan. How is it possible? Like, how did it get to a situation here where Denver is going to play an actual game on an NFL Sunday and there's nobody to really play quarterback?
Yeah, there's a lot to dissect here. First of all, over the past couple hours, I've been stewing, kind of looking over conspiracy theories on the internet to find out what the NFL is doing is just towards the Denver Broncos. And I've come to the conclusion that it is. Now, this situation is different from, let's say, the Baltimore Ravens and Pittsburgh Steelers situation, because this is not an outbreak that's taking place within a team. This was an isolated event where Jeff Driscoll tested positive for COVID. We've seen several other instances through this year where certain players have tested positive and they go on the COVID list. And then, of course, you go through the contact tracing protocol. Now, while the league and the Denver Broncos completed that contact tracing protocol, they noticed that a lot of close contacts were the quarterbacks. And to make matters worse, they weren't wearing masks, so they have to go on that COVID reserve list. Now, this is just unfortunate. This wasn't an outbreak. This was an isolated event that just happened to take place in the quarterback room of the Denver Broncos. So, yes, they're not getting their game moved. We'd be absolutely shocked if it ends up getting moved. The only way that could happen is if we register more positive tests on Sunday morning. So that would be something to keep an eye on. But all signs point to this game being played, and we're going to have a receiver at quarterback. It's going to be extremely interesting to see what this offensive attack looks like on the fly. But I'm leaning towards the New Orleans Saints winning this game.
Yeah, I would think that's pretty fair. Just out of curiosity, do you know what the spread is for that game? Is that announced?
Yes. I was looking at it because I actually did a betting guide for CBS Sports that included the Broncos-Saints game. The spread was originally around 6 points. It ballooned all the way to 14.5 points. So are you taking that?
Yeah, 14.5 sounds good to me. I'll gladly take that. Because, wait, the guy that's playing quarterback, he's a wide receiver that was a quarterback at Wake Forest, right?
Yes, he's actually from Durham, North Carolina, which is originally around where I'm from, near Durham, North Carolina, the Triangle area. So he played a little bit of quarterback at Wake Forest, transitioned to wide receiver. He was undrafted, and he found himself with the Denver Broncos. And now, all of a sudden, he's going to be the starting quarterback for an NFL team moving into Sunday in Week 12.
It's crazy. Now, here's the one question that I have about all of this, because I can get why they're choosing to play the game, but we've seen a lot of games moved. Is there any reason they don't move this game to, like, Tuesday as well?
Yes, and the reason is, in my mind, is because they were able to successfully complete the contact tracing. They figured out that this was an isolated event. This wasn't the beginning of a major outbreak or anything like that. And that's because all of the COVID tests that they had come back Saturday morning were clean. And that's why they were able to practice today or earlier today. But the quarterbacks were pulled out because they were identified as close contacts. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that they have contracted COVID-19, but because they are close contacts, they have to quarantine for, I think it's 5 days or something like that.
And okay.
They're not going to be able to play on Sunday. So that's the main reason that this game is not being moved, and everyone needs to understand that, is because the league and the team feel like they have completed the contact tracing protocol.
So we're talking with Jordan Dejean. He's an NFL writer with CBS Sports. And you mentioned that the Denver situation is not like what's going on with the Ravens and the Steelers. So what is going on with the Ravens and the Steelers?
Yeah, basically we're seeing more and more positive tests pop up every single day. That started on Sunday night to Monday, and I think there were some that popped up today. We know that there were some that popped up earlier today because of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So they both are kind of trying to stop what are minor, you know, outbreaks within their own franchises, within their own clubs, their own facilities. So that's very different from having one or two people test positive and being able to put them in quarantine. They're dealing with something that's a major issue. And that's why the NFL had to reschedule this game, not once, but twice. And trust me, the NFL does not like rescheduling these events, especially when it comes in a prime time slot. The perfect nightcap dessert that we were supposed to digest on Thanksgiving evening. That's not what the NFL had in mind, but they had to because they're worried about the potential statuses of everybody taking the field during that matchup.
Yeah, and that's totally reasonable for them to do that. Now, for the Steelers, they've clearly been through the ringer. I mean, all these different moved games, and there's a possibility they get the one seed and no bye because they go to eight teams. Like, there's so much nonsense going into all of that. And I guess that's a good time to transition to Detroit, where it seems to have been nothing but nonsense. How do you feel about Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn getting fired in Detroit?
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody who's getting on Twitter and defending Matt Patricia in this move and saying that he should not have been fired. This probably is a move that is a little overdue. I think he was there for 2.5 seasons, 13-29-1 record, I believe. It's like a 31% win percentage. And if you remember, Jim Caldwell, who Patricia replaced, went 36-28. That's over, I think, a 56% over his tenure in Detroit. So I think this move was a little overdue. Now, I did have faith with Patricia coming into Detroit. I thought that he was going to be someone who could transform this franchise. But maybe I was buying too much into the Belichick noise, and that he has everyone who touches him and is an assistant under Belichick is supposed to become this NFL genius. I thought that he was going to be a really good defensive coach. We haven't obviously seen that happen so far. So I'm not sure what's up with him next. I don't know where he's going to land on his feet, but the Lions have an interesting decision to make when it comes to retooling their front office and their head coach next.
Yeah, I mean, they got so many adjustments to make, and obviously the center of that is Matthew Stafford, and how many years does he have left, and how do you build around him? I mean, what do you make of Matthew Stafford at this point in his career?
It's so tough, because I was watching him on Thursday, and it's very clear that he's not the problem. He's not the problem with the Detroit Lions. It's kind of everything around him. He's a good quarterback, and you'd love to see what he could do on a team where he has a consistent offensive line that's not dealing with injuries, consistent wide receiving core. I would love to see what Matthew Stafford could do with a change of scenery. But it's an interesting question, because whenever you're talking about a prospective rebuild, especially when it comes to retooling the entire front office, obviously the quarterback situation is going to come up. And Matthew Stafford is not some young gun anymore. So the Lions definitely have some decisions to make, whether they want to enter full rebuild mode and look for their new franchise quarterback of the future, or try to ride it out with Stafford and get some weapons around him, really help this defensive unit that's been struggling over the past few years. I don't know if there's a right answer, to be honest with you. That's why I'm not very jealous. I'm not put in that situation.
Yeah, I can't blame you for that. Now we're talking with Jordan Dejeani, NFL writer with CBS Sports. What do you make of the 49ers situation? Because with all of these moves, the thing that is almost buried by all of this, but it's so outlandish that you can't ignore it, the 49ers don't have a home stadium right now, Jordan. What's the situation with them?
I have no idea, Vince. What they're going to do. We've seen situations in the past. Now, you can't compare them to you can't compare those smaller moves onto the same scale this one is, but we've seen governments make exceptions for teams on certain levels, but they were very small. Now, when it comes to not allowing teams to practice or play within a certain county or state or whatever it is, I'm not very good with legalese, but they're obviously going to have to find a different place to play when it comes to the 49ers that's not in their you know, obviously their jurisdiction. So I'm not sure what that's going to look like. That obviously causes some strain when it comes to just the chemistry with the team. Man, they've been dealing with so many injuries up to this point in the year. It's obviously not going to help. But it is going to be interesting to see kind of if the 49ers can get around something like this, or if indeed they need to move their all their team facilities and everything to a different part of the state or just an entirely different state altogether.
Now, Jordan, let me ask you this, right? Because when you pile all this stuff up, you see what's happened in Denver, you see the Ravens and the Steelers, you see the 49ers and what that situation is. People are starting to talk about pausing the season. Do you think that's possible, whether it's this week, the next 8 weeks or whatever it is of the season? Do you think we see a pause at all?
Well, I'll say this. I think anything is possible in these strange times. And I hate to say it, but I do think there's a possibility that things get worse as it relates to COVID. But I don't foresee a pausing of the season taking place. I think the NFL has shown by all means that they're willing to work through it and work around it. So I know the league doesn't want to add a week 18 per se or quarantine and have a bubble playoff or something like that. But everything we've seen up to this point is the NFL trying to work through and around situations. And I think they've done a fairly good job with it. You really can't blame the league and their protocols for the recent spike in COVID cases we've seen, because the USA in general has been witnessing a serious spike. So that's obviously going to affect the National Football League. It's hard for me to see a pause in the season coming. But again, we are probably going to see some revolutionary adjustments that we haven't seen before.
All right, well, there it is from Denver Broncos future starting quarterback Jordan DeJohnny. He's currently the NFL writer with CBS Sports. Jordan, thanks so much, man.
Anytime. Pick me up on your fantasy football lineup. It's not too late.
Sounds good. I'm looking for you right now, man. You take it easy.
Hey, thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.